Is this an investigation into DOD's responsibility as far as BRAC is concerned, or into BRAC itself? And how is it doing?
Well, what we're asked to look at by the House and Senate Armed Services Committee is the progress that DOD is making in implementing BRAC. Essentially, what they wanted to know is DOD likely to finish on time? By law, they have to finish by September 15th, 2011. So we looked at that. And we were also asked to look at the extent to which the costs to implement and the savings from implementation have actually changed.
And have they?
They have. In fact, with respect to costs and savings, the costs are up about another $1 billion from the last time we talked. I was on about a year ago, and the cost at that time had gone up a couple of $1 billion. They've gone up another $1 billion, currently pushing the range of $32 billion in order to complete implementation.
Wow.
And let me give you a sense for how much of a change that is. The original commission estimates were down around $21 billion to do this. So it's up about $11 billion since 2005.
And are we seeing the kind of savings coming out of this? Are the savings projections still in line, or have those gone up or down?
The savings projections have changed just a little bit. When we looked at this year, what we found was the savings projections had dropped by about $13 million. Now, I should point out that over the entire period, the savings estimates have dropped by about $4 billion. So in one sense, the drop in this past year was not nearly as significant, although $13 million is a lot of money where I grew up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a million here, a million there. Pretty soon we're talking real money. Now, the report also talks about, we always focus on the money aspect, but there are also some real challenges to getting this done, both on time and at least in some constraints of budget.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. What we looked at in that first objective was to what extent is DOD likely to finish on time. As I indicated, the law says they have to finish by September 15th, 2011. Here's a way to think about it. They have to finish projects at 800 different locations. We looked at those, and what we found, about 400 of the 800, or 50%, will finish in the last 9 months. But here's the real challenge. Of the 400, about 200 finish in the last 2 weeks. The clock is ticking.
Wow. And it's easy to forget 800 locations. And so not only are you closing down 800 locations, but you're also trying to realign where your people and personnel and material.
And you're talking about having to change things like basic infrastructure. I mean, making sure people have enough room on the roads and the water and power and the grid and all of that stuff has to be taken care of, too.
And that's a great point, Amy. In this area in particular, a couple of locations that are really affected by that, Fort Belvoir in Virginia, one of the ones that is one of the very significant growth bases, traffic in that area is expected to go up very substantially. I'll give you another example. Also in our area, the National Naval Medical Center in Bethesda, of course, is absorbing the closure of Walter Reed here in the district. And there, too, traffic is expected to be much higher once the new staff have moved over and the patient load goes up at that particular location.
So help me understand something. If you're talking about how the cost is going up so much and the savings is going down so much, why are we doing this again?
Well, one of the reasons that DOD asked for this was to try and realign the forces. The idea behind this back in 2001 when the secretary testified and asked for BRAC was to promote force transformation, to do some business process reengineering, and to save money. So there really were two elements to it. The savings part, as of right now, it is expected to still save some money, but certainly the savings are declining.
And you do have recommendations in there, give us some of the recommendations that you're making to both DOD and the whole BRAC folks.
One of the things that we looked at with respect to savings was we asked the services, to what extent do you plan to continue to update the savings? The Army and the Air Force said they're not going to do it any longer. They're going to continue to report the 2007 savings estimates. We didn't think that was very helpful to Congress, and we made a recommendation where we said, you know, you have a financial management regulation over there that says you have to do this, you have to do these updates. And so we made a recommendation that DOD go ahead and force the services to do it, and the department did concur with that. So we expect to get some new numbers sometime later this year.
Did they do that? Did they say that because it was just, it's like trying to keep track of a moving target? Although it becomes very difficult to assess how well you're doing if you're not following any kinds of numbers whatsoever.
Well, it's certainly challenging to update the savings, but you know, Chris, we actually asked that question. We said, you know, you have a regulation that says you have to do it. Why aren't you going to do it? What they told us was they've already what they call taken the savings. What that means is they're saying that at the beginning of the implementation period, they had already figured out what the savings are, and so they didn't need to do it anymore. Let me tell you why we were a little bit concerned about that. While we understand the explanation, the savings had gone up to date. The savings had gone down to date. The costs had gone up. We had not seen circumstances change materially, and so it was not clear to us why those trends wouldn't continue. Thus, we thought the recommendation was important.
And Brian, give out the web address so folks can go read this report for themselves.
I will do that, and I hope they do. It's gao.gov. And when you get there, there is a link for special collections. If you click on the special collections link, you'll find base realignment and closure, and all of the reports we've issued all the way back to 2005 are there in reverse order. So the first one is this report.